Hi, this is the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, and I'm your host, Conway, a spiritual psychologist. I suddenly lost my dad, and it propelled me to radically change my life. I went from a broke, burnt-out entrepreneur that was dependent on drugs and partying to a life of peace, abundance, and gratitude, making over six figures and traveling the world. My goal is to help you to heal your trauma and through the process become the healthiest and highest version of yourself. I believe you are here to live a life of abundance and not be a victim to your current life. Are you ready to take back your power and start to create the life you want? Hey guys, so this is my very short podcast episode, and of course it's going to be rushed because that is my life right now. I'm going to be talking to you about my panic attack that I had yesterday. I haven't had a panic attack since my dad passed away, which was probably over 4 years ago. And I definitely had one yesterday. I woke up really out of sorts. I was doing all my things, which if you follow me, you know, I do daily gratitude journal. I go for a walk. And I just couldn't shake it. I was tunnel vision, blackout. I can't even tell you what I was thinking or doing. But I was going to meet one of my girlfriends at the gym, and I literally just couldn't stop crying. I was gasping for breath, and it wasn't crying where I'm losing, I guess, you know, when little kids where they're so sobbing that they can't breathe. It wasn't like that. I was literally breathing and just taking these huge breaths in. And so I was probably hyperventilating, but I feel like I looked probably like a fish, out of water, gasping like that. That's what it felt like. And I was couldn't stop blinking, I was flinching. So I definitely didn't feel safe. And that was definitely the reoccurring thing, that is that I feel very alone and very unsafe. And I'm trying to do the most living in California, Nashville, flying all over the place, you know, trying to show up for my friends and family as much as I can, and be present and with my clients, and then having my clients, you know, and setting up strong boundaries with my clients, because I'm still doing hair in California, that I have a 48-hour cancellation policy, and if it's not fulfilled, you know, or if you move, because you're booking these appointments months out, you get 72-hour, you know, confirmations, and people are rescheduling last minute, and it's not for good reasons. And then they owe half of what that service cost is because I can't fill it, you know, I'm only here a limited amount of time, and people not paying me. And so it's kind of hit ahead that I've been really, I've been trying to be as gracious with people in regards to owing me money and things like that. And doing hair isn't fucking cheap. I'll just tell you that. It's really expensive. I spent over probably $1,000 just on products alone. It's become a lot. And then just balancing school, being a girlfriend, you know, doing all the things, I just couldn't do it anymore. My brain was you can't do this anymore. And so it's really funny because, it's not funny, but I definitely do count my panic attack as a complete blessing, because this week I've been off from school, and at the end of every quarter, we take a week off, and it's to look at the four areas of our life, which is creative expression, money and career, health and vitality, love and relationships, and see where we're in alignment and where we aren't, and what goals we've reached in that last quarter and what goals we have for the next quarter. I haven't taken time to do any of that shit, to be honest, because I'm okay, well then I get to see all my friends, and I've just been running from place to place to place. And yesterday my brain was you have to look at this shit because it's not working. You're not showing up fully for anyone. You're not showing up fully for yourself. So my schedule isn't working for me anymore. So today in my reading, the title is Symptoms and Divine Signs. And it says, illness does not come upon us out of the blue. They are developed from small daily sins against nature. When enough sins have accumulated, illness will suddenly appear. That's Hippocrates. And then let's look at this. Symptoms are divine signs from your higher self telling you that you're not living in alignment with your truth. The law of perfect health is this universal law is the axiom that whatever is going on within your health is the mental equivalent of what is going on within your consciousness individually and collectively. When we get out of alignment with Mother Nature and universal laws, we experience ill health. Within you is a born intelligence and an innate healer, capable of restoring harmony, well-being, and vibrant vitality. When the body is bogged down with toxins and negative emotions, it can't function properly. From a spiritual perspective, disease is spirit, your higher self communicating that individually and collectively, we are out of harmony with life. Symptoms within the body, such as poor health and illness, are the relative and inverted experience of our use of universal energy. From an absolute perspective, the truth is that you are an eternal, immortal spiritual being. You're not your body, you have a body. From a spiritual perspective, the only true disease is amnesia. However, if we choose to experience wellness, we must align with nature's way. So, I was like, wow, okay, I see you. I did this when my dad died and was very structured about my schedule. I only worked 3 days a week. I worked very limited hours because I just couldn't show up fully. Like, I was like, there's no way, I'm exhausted. And I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to make as much money, but I ended up making more money by setting up those boundaries because I didn't have as many redos. I didn't have as many, you know, mishaps, whatever. I had space to fucking breathe. Well, I have been adding on more and more and more and more to my schedule that I do not have space to breathe anymore. And my body yesterday was like, yeah, this isn't working. And so I definitely don't look at my panic attack as a negative. Thank God it wasn't when I had clients, because that would have been a nightmare rescheduling them. But it definitely was an aha that what I've been doing hasn't been working. And I've known that it hasn't been. Like Hippocrates said, like, those daily sins have added up. Those daily times when I have put myself as back burner, that my daily spiritual practice, I don't have time for it. I'm rushing through it. I'm not even showing up for, like, even when I'm doing it, I'm not even present for it. I couldn't even tell you what I have been doing, you know? And that's not serving my highest good. Like, I can't sustain this. And between living in two places, I know that my calling is to live in two places. And so it wouldn't be fixed if I just lived in California, if I just lived in Nashville. This problem wouldn't go away. The problem is that in order for me to fully show up, I have to be fully focused on one area of my life at a time versus, like, right now. I literally have been getting ready, making TikToks while I'm putting makeup on, and I'm recording this podcast. And then now I'm going to, in 20 minutes, I have a client and I need to show up fully and do hair after I've already done yoga today and gone to the grocery store and gotten hair supplies. This isn't sustainable for me. I can't do it all. And so I've had to look at the four areas of my life and I have to simplify. And why I'm sharing this is because, especially when you've gone through losing someone, you think you can just pick up your fucking life and you just put it on like a jacket, like it's going to be exactly the same. And it's going to feel exactly the same. It's just going to flow exactly the same. And that's not true. And it's not true. I don't know why, like, our society has made it seem like that it's supposed to be true. I would say every quarter, looking at what the areas where it's working or it's not working, because we all change, we're all evolving, our situations are changing. So to give yourself grace that not everything is going to look exactly the same all the time. And when things aren't working anymore that used to work, that's okay too. You can let them go. And it clears room to bring something else in that will be a better fit. Or maybe nothing does go fill in and you just needed that time and that break. And I'm definitely blessed that this happened before the holiday season when it gets crazy, because that is an insane time. You know, that's definitely a time of overwhelm where people are asking a lot of you in all different directions. And to be able to give yourself the right to say no and permission to say no to things that do not serve you, do not serve your highest good. That includes relationships and people. Maybe it's your job that just isn't serving that anymore, and it is okay. And if someone really does love you and understands you, they'll be fine with it. And they'll be fine with your boundaries. Because the boundaries aren't for them. The boundaries are for you to stay in alignment and to still live in your truth. Because when you live in your alignment and your truth, that's what your ultimate purpose in life is, that you can fulfill that in life instead of seeking it. It'll already, it's right there. We all have a divine purpose and calling on our lives, and we each have it. Sometimes we're just so busy doing all these things that everyone expects of us that we can't even see what that even is. So by clearing space and allowing yourself to simplify, that is the biggest blessing for yourself. So with that being said, I have to take my own advice and redo that. So I just wanted to share that, especially before the holidays, with you, because it definitely, I can't keep sustainably living this way. I'm going to go crazy. Because at the end of the day, even if I can fit everyone in, I can't show up fully for everyone. So you're getting literally the least of me. You're getting just the scraps. And at the end of, and I'm exhausted at the end of the day. I can't even see who you are because I'm so tired and just drained. So allowing yourself that space and always saying yes to the things that make you the highest version of you, and saying no to the things that do not serve you, the people that do not serve you, the places that do not serve you, saying no and not being guilted back into it. So yeah, that was my crazy, crazy experience yesterday. It was even more wild is that I was listening to a podcast. And the guy on the podcast was talking about how he had his aha moment. And it was the fact that he was having a complete panic attack. And here I'm listening to it while I'm having a panic attack. And he said, the biggest blessing was, is when you can put a label on it, that this is what I'm experiencing. Like sometimes you're in a funk. Maybe it's depression, you know, maybe it's anxiety. It's a panic attack. But being able to put a label on and go, okay, well, this is not forever, thank God. But I'm having it for a reason and a purpose. What is the reason and purpose? And let's get to the real, real problem. And my real problem and why I'm having this panic attack is, yes, I've agreed to do too many things and I'm worn too thin. But also that I don't feel safe anywhere that I am. And I feel very alone. So feeling so alone and feeling unsafe, that's panic, is just flight or flight. So I've been perpetually living in this fight or flight of feeling isolated and alone, yet I'm so busy I couldn't even fully show up to have a relationship so I wouldn't feel alone anymore, right? So that makes no sense. So I need to cut back on all the things that I'm doing and only keep the things that are serving my highest good. So I hope you guys have an amazing day and just give yourself grace, especially like if you are going through panic attack and stuff like that. Like I obviously had a panic attack yesterday, and then today I woke up thinking I'm just going to be like fucking gung-ho right back to where I was. I'm not 100%, but I'm much better than I was yesterday. And the more clear I become on the areas of my life that need to change and have create a better system for myself, the easier that'll be. And just to keep reevaluating, looking at the system, because the system will change. So I hope you guys have an amazing day. Please leave a review if you get any value out of this. Share it with a friend. You're definitely not alone, ever. So don't ever feel embarrassed or ashamed by what you're experiencing and going through. Also, just be able to send that text message like, I'm not okay right now. I need help. I don't know what it is that I need help with, but like I need help. I need someone to show up for me. Be able to send that to someone. And that'll give you a lot more comfort that you're not isolated and you're not alone in anything that you're going through, and that it is all a part of the human process. But it's also always your higher self pointing you to the divine purpose and calling of your life and pointing you in the direction of what serves your highest good and showing you where you are out of alignment and what is no longer serving you. So you can get rid of it and you stop wasting your time on it. Okay, bye. So here's a word from our sponsor. is your affirmation I'll send you off with. So take a deep belly breath in with me. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. I am going to be telling a different story very soon. A story of how miracles have found me. A success story filled with so much inspiration. I will give so much hope to so many people when they see how much I have overcome and still come out on top. My life is a movie and I am the main character. Thank you for listening. Please leave a review, screenshot, tag, and share on social media. I'd love to be friends, so follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Cassie Conway Is Rad and at Grieving With Gratitude Podcast. Go out today and take your power back and consciously create the life you desire, knowing you are so fucking loved and divinely perfect.